It's rare to see a band that has sustained growth for over two decades, let alone one who are arguably, at their most popular, some 9 studio albums deep into their career. But Mogwai are. Their latest album release, Every Country's Son, is the maturation of a process that can be traced right back to the critical success of their debut studio album Young Team, which was released 20 years ago this year. The longevity of such success is not only down to their musical prowess, but also the band's growth in confidence and in letting go. Not only of what people think of them, but also, as Stuart from the band explains, their own concerns musically too.
I think once you lose worry, you kind of free yourself up to more opportunities. I often look back and think about things that I really worried about when we first started the band or when we were making our first few records. I just kind of think, God, like that energy, the energy of being worried about what someone might think about something or how something might sound, that like that energy would have been spent on so many better things.
As the band now head out on a mammoth tour in support of the latest album, I, Amanda Stanley, will be hosting this new podcast series, which will dig deep into the goings-on behind the band Mogwai and also their label Rock Action. Expect interviews with the band themselves, as well as record producers, fellow label mates and collaborators, and also a good number of stories and anecdotes from friends and supporters thrown in for good measure too. All of which will lead up to the final episode, documenting the band's biggest show to date and subsequently the final date of their tour, here in Glasgow at the SSE Hydro on the 16th of December. For a full list of tour dates, head to mogwai.co.uk, follow the band on Twitter at mogwaiband, and keep up to date with all the episodes as they drop by hitting the subscribe button now.